nonstop fundraising that has plagued the station for more than a decade. As a board member, I would work to ensure that we put a halt to the use of snake oil offerings that had become part and parcel of those fund drives would be more appropriate in the home shopping network. Therefore, I seek your vote so we can build a better, stronger KPFK. Not a KCRW or an NPR, but KPFK. Thank you.
You just heard from two candidates for KPFK's local station board. All candidate statements and information about the voting process are at elections.pacifica.org.
This is Stanley Clark. Free Speech Radio can't survive without your generous support. Become a KPFK sustaining member now by pledging $1 a day at kpfk.org. Become a sustaining member. Your donation is tax deductible and membership has its privileges. I am a member, so join me, Stanley Clark, in keeping independent radio alive. Donate to KPFK at kpfk.org and do it today.
Welcome to the KPFK Candidate Forums. This is a wonderful moment in the history of the station. My name is Stephen Starr. I am the host of a show on the station, XR Now, on Thursdays at 4 p.m. We talk about climate, but this station, as you all well know, talks about every important issue in front of us. We are coming together today to hear from candidates who are up for office. And we're going to hear more about the process that will unfold, how the elections are taking place. We're going to hear from Rene Peñalosa and then from Michael Novick, our station manager here. Rene, if you're on with us, please, it's all you.
Hello, can you hear me? Can everybody hear me?
Hear you well.
Oh, okay, great. Hello, listeners of KPFK. I am Rene Peñalosa. I'm the election supervisor for this year's election cycle. And I'm just going to give you a few details about this year's election. The election balloting period starts tomorrow, August 15th, and you can vote through September 30th, 8:59 p.m. And there are 28 candidates running, and 9 will be elected and seated to KPFK's local station board. And soon you're going to hear from a few of them. Today, actually, we're starting with the candidate forums. But I wanted to let you know that tomorrow you should expect to get an e-ballot, so in the form of an email from invitations@mail.electionbuddy.com, or you could also receive a text message. And if your email bounces back, then the backup plan is for you to receive an SMS message to with a link to your e-ballot. So if you don't get an e-ballot immediately, please wait a couple of days to request one, as you could get an SMS, a text message with a link. If you do need to request a ballot, you would file a ballot request by visiting elections.pacifica.org. And if you don't have access to the internet, you can ask for a ballot by leaving a voicemail on the election hotline, which is 213-635-9363. And I would just request just to file one request, because I process all of these manually and multiple requests will just bog down the system. One other thing I wanted to go over, we use a voting system called single transferable vote or choice voting. And your ballot you'll receive will have 28 candidates, and you will have the option to rank all of the candidates in order of preference. So you'd have your first choice, your second choice, etc. You rank as many as you wish. Do not rank those that you do not want to elect. And your vote will be counted once towards just one of the candidates. For example, your number one choice, if your number one choice either has enough votes already to be elected or too few votes to be elected, your vote then gets transferred to your second choice, and so on and so forth. So if the same goes for your second choice, if they have too many votes, or not too many, the requisite amount to get elected, or not enough, then your vote would count towards your third choice, so on and so forth. If you want more information, I invite you to go to the official election website. It's elections.pacifica.org. There's a voter guide which goes into the detail about the history of the elections, as well as the role of the local station board, as well as an FAQ page about single transferable voting. And I will also invite you to write to me directly, Renee Peñalosa, at nes@pacifica.org. And that's about everything I have to say. my vast monologue with the most important details. So I guess I'll hand it over now to Michael.
Yeah, well, I will bring Michael on in a second. Renee, thank you so much for all the hard work you've been doing to bring these elections forward. And we're now going to be joined by Michael Novick, our interim general manager here at KPFK, who will give us a little more information on what we're here to do today.
Yeah, so I did want to explain that this is the first of a series of candidate forums. As we said, we have 28 candidates running, and so we can't have everybody on the air at the same time. So we have scheduled this each day this week, at this hour of the day, from 2 to 3. We'll have several candidates on each day. And then we're also doing the candidate forums in the evening during the Spanish language programming block. And so that will be four evenings this week at 8:30 p.m. We'll probably have about seven candidates on at a time because there are 4 days of Spanish language programming. I wanted to clarify to everyone what the election is about. We are a democratic organization. It's a very unique media organization, Pacifica and KPFK. And a number of years ago, there was a set of bylaws adopted that made it a membership organization. And the members are in two groups. We have the staff at all the stations, paid and unpaid staff, and they elect delegates to represent themselves as the people who are doing a lot of the work to get the station on the air and create the programming that you're listening to. And then we have yourselves, the listener, donors that support the station and have kept KPFK and Pacifica alive for three quarters of a century now. And so the listener members also elect delegates, and jointly the staff and listener delegates form a local station board at each of the five Pacific stations. That's here at KPFK, KPFA in Berkeley, KPFT in Houston, WPFW in D.C., and WBAI in New York. Each of those local station boards, composed of the delegates, then pick from their ranks members to become part of the National Board of Pacifica, which is the foundation that owns the five stations, has the FCC licenses. So that's really a unique experiment in media democracy. And this is your opportunity to have a voice in shaping the future of this station and of the nonprofit foundation, Pacifica, that has the licenses for these nonprofit educational stations. So as Renee said, there are nine vacancies coming up for listener delegates. And also there will be three vacancies for the staff delegates. The staff vote separately for their representatives, and you listeners get a chance to vote in this method for the nine listener delegates. And that's half the board. The board as a whole is 24 members, so there's an election roughly two out of every 3 years. And I hope that's a little been clear to people. I don't know if you might have a question to help clarify that.
I think what it's important for everybody to recognize in this moment is that a democratically elected media outfit like KPFK, with the largest radio signal west of the Mississippi, this is precious. And it's precious in a way where we are in fund drive. And fund drive is the whole story right now for this station. If you have time and a little bit extra to support the station with, please go to kpfk.org and click on the donate button, or feel free to call in at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735, and you can make your pledge there.
That's right. Press option two for the donation line. I did want to say that there are costs to everything, and there's a cost to having an election. We have to pay for the election supervisor. We have to pay for the company that tallies the ballots. We have to pay for the email system that circulates the information you need. So all of those costs have to be met, along with the rest of the operating costs of the station, the transmitter, the small paid staff we have, the electric bill, the water bill, the power bill, the internet bill and so on. So please do consider making a donation today to support this democratic process in particular. 818-985-5735. Press option 2 to donate, or go to the website kpfk.org and click on donate.
Great. So what we're going to do, I'm going to give some ground rules here so everybody understands how the process works. We'll have a initial two-minute candidate statement from each of the candidates that will be with us today, and that will be followed by listener questions, and this is for you. So for those of you who would like to ask a question, please call in with your questions, 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735. And each of the candidates that are up for election will have 1 minute to answer that question. I will listen carefully, and I will repeat the question for the next candidate, and we will roll through the different candidates that will be appearing today. Once we've moved through the question period, there will be a closing statement from each of the candidates where they have an opportunity to make a final pitch to the listener in this particular session of the candidate forums, and we will move on from there. So please stay tuned and pay close attention. The future of the station is guided by the local station board. The work that the local station board does from both the listeners and the staff is critical to the survival of KPFK. So if you care about the station as much as so many of us do, this is the time where you can ask your questions, hear from the candidates, and participate in a democratically elected media radio station. Okay, so without further ado, we are going to go to our first candidate statement, and this is coming in from a candidate for the board. Her name is Rachel Brunke, and we're going to hear from Rachel now, her two-minute statement. If she's not signed in, we can move on, and we will bring her statement back in once she is signed in. So I'd like to then move right along to Riso Savario. Riso, are you with us on the air? Okay, well, I've just gotten word from Master Control that we're going to bring in the Brunke, Rachel Brunke's statement right now.
Hello, my name is Rachel Brunke, and I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person today. I will be Thursday evening during the Spanish language portion able to be a part of the candidate forum, and I am running for the local station board. I've been a lifetime KPFK listener ever since I was a teenager and college age during Ronald Reagan's wars against Central America. I have been a lifelong activist since then in the Latin American solidarity movement. I'm an environmental resource engineer by training and a Spanish teacher. And I have lots of ideas for not only how to help grow and save and get more funding for KPFK, but I think our mission is to save the world. And locally, it is to help save Los Angeles. I love Los Angeles, and I think we have really cutting edge ideas that the whole world and country could listen to about sustainability, how to get us out of our local crises. And I think the more that we can help solve people's problems with ideas and maybe actual mutual aid reaching out as a radio station, the more people will listen into us. People, I think we are beyond the days of just passively listening to radio, no matter how great it is, no matter how great the programming. The programming really needs to be about helping people better their lives and survive in today's economy and today's climate, literally. Again, I wish I could be there in person, but I can't, but I will in the evening on air live. Thank you so much, Rachel Brunke. Peace.
Thank you so much, Rachel, and very much appreciate your commentary. And we will now hear from Riso Savario. Riso, are you on the air with us? We are checking to see whether or not it is going to be Riso. Give me a second. These are complicated matters. Okay, we're going to hear now from another candidate during the forum, and the candidate's name is Edward Fakes. Edward, welcome to KPFK.
Thank you.
Please, if you could make your statement, you have 2 minutes starting now.
Okay. My name is Edward.
Edward, we hear you in the background. You're going to need to speak directly into... Oh, he's gone. Ah. I hear him in the background.
Appreciate this radio station by osmosis.
I know. Okay, so I'm going to interrupt you, if you don't mind. Forgive me for the interruption, Edward, but you are going to need to start over with you because you are not being well heard by us. Can you hear me right now?
They can't hear you.
You must speak directly into the microphone and turn off any speakers.
Just speak directly into the microphone.
Edward, are you there? Edward, we really cannot hear you. We have to find a way for your voice to be heard clearly. So I'm going to ask you to please come back and call back in, and we'll see if we can't get you on the air in a way where we can hear you. My advice is please turn any speakers around you off, and please speak directly into your phone. Please call us back. I know there's somebody there with you helping. Please call back in, and we'll get you on the air. Yes?
Yes, call back. I believe the other person who spoke up was Riso Saverio, who's also running.
If both of you can just be on your phones separately and then turn off the radio and turn off the the speaker on the phone, just speak into the telephone directly. You'll be able to hear us on your phone because you're calling the station on the studio line. So you'll hear the same thing that the listeners hear, but you'll hear it over the phone rather than the radio.
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Michael, for clarifying that. Riso, can you hear me? Okay, so we don't have Riso on the phone. We're going to do our best to get them both back on the air right now. But, Michael, here we are. It's day one, and of course, we're going to have a little fun getting the ball in play, aren't we?
That's right.
Yeah, and it's okay. We do this. All of us are passionate about the station, about what the station has to offer, and these are really critical times. Needless to say, we're all watching so much around us that must change. And KPFK, for literally since 1959, has been provoking and promoting and bringing the best ideas and the best voices forward. And those voices, without a place for those voices, we wouldn't hear them. And this is the home of progressive radio in Southern California and all over the internet. If you can, we ask you to support us in this moment. KPFK needs your help, as always. And we're in fund drive and an election. Our phone number, for those of you who would care to support, is 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735. And, of course, you can go online to kpfk.org and click on the donate button there to support. Okay, let's see. Have we got any luck with the other folks? So we do not have our other candidate forum participants. For those of you who are listening to the candidate forums, especially those who are going to be on the forums over the next several days, please note, as Michael said, it is so important that you turn off your radio, that you speak into your phone directly, right into the speaker so that we can hear you, so that the audience can listen to your thoughts about the future of this radio station. It is of the essence that your voice is heard as well as possible. And again, the way to do that is to turn off your radio and make sure there are no speakers in the room that you're in. And just speak to your phone. You will absolutely be able to hear yourself on the phone as you're speaking. And the audience, the KPFK listener audience, will have a chance to hear you clearly. This is critical time for us, and we need your help and your support to do this well. Yes, I'm happy to advise that Rizzo has joined us. This is our next candidate, Rizzo Savario, and Rizzo will come on with a two-minute statement about her vision for the future of KPFK-FM. Rizzo, welcome to KPFK.
Thank you. As he said, my name is Rizzo Savario, and I have a long time listening to KPFK since I was in college, and KPFK helped
Wendell,
me
if you...
tremendously. Yes?
I'm sorry for the interruption. Please continue.
Helped me tremendously when I was going to college because it was very educational. The programs were wonderful. I was having classes in college, and KPFK had live entertainment, but it was also very helpful to me in college. And the first thing that called my attention was Alan Watts, and I would listen every night practically whenever I had a chance. So I would love to continue the mission of KPFK as a teaching tool for the community in all kinds of entertainment, but also as a weapon of a mission to teach the masses about art, about all different kinds of things that usually people don't have time to look for, but they are able to listen to while they drive, while they walk, while they are with friends, when they are by themselves. So I would love to see KPFK doing to others what it did to me by making learning so much easier.
Thank you so very much for that, Rizzo. We really appreciate your commentary. And Rizzo, for the listeners, is a candidate speaking into the KPFK candidate forum. Our election process is starting. As you know, tomorrow you will be receiving your e-ballots. And for those of you who would like a ballot, who would like it by mail, please reach out to KPFK. Just call 818-985-5375 and leave a message saying you'd like a mail ballot as well. Michael?
No, the mail ballot's a different number, but it's on the website. If you go to elections.pacifica.org, there's a specific phone number. It's a voicemail system. Rizzo, if you can also have Edward call using your phone, because your phone worked much better than his phone did, we'll try to get Edward on the line as well. Meanwhile, listeners who have any questions for the candidates or about the election process can call us as well. 818-985-5735 and press 1 for the studio line. We have a few minutes and we'll be taking your calls if you have any questions about this or for the candidates. And if Edward can call back, because we're not able to hear Edward when he called in.
Great. So we're learning as we go on day one of the election cycle. And of course, as we fine-tune this, it'll become cleaner and cleaner as we go. As you all know, we will be doing this every day this week at 2 p.m., and it's a great opportunity for you to hear about folks who want to come and support KPFK, who want to bring their wisdom to the KPFK local station board. There are nine delegates being seated, and there are 28 candidates running. So it is in your best interest as a station listener and a longtime or new person to the station, as a supporter, these are the folks who are going to be representing the future decision-making of the station. Michael, anything you'd like to add to that?
That's it. You know, just to let people know, I was the chair of the local station board. I was elected as a listener delegate a number of times and did serve, and it's really an important position. The local station board basically has a lot of powers and responsibilities. They, in addition to helping to constitute the Pacifica National Board, the local board oversees or reviews the budget for the station. It recommends a pool of candidates to the executive director to fill the position of general manager, and also makes recommendations to the general manager to fill the position of program director. Right now, I'm serving on an interim basis. We did do a search last year and recommended a pool of candidates to the ED, but the Pacifica Foundation determined there was not enough funding to hire someone and asked if I would do the job for free. So I'm doing that. And then I asked Marlena Bond, who has been a longtime staff member, paid and more frequently unpaid at the station, if she would serve as the interim program director, and she agreed to do so as well, also unpaid. But long term, we do need to have people, you know, paid to do that work. It's a tremendously, it's a killing job, really, to keep track of all the stuff, and we need to find somebody who has a lot of experience and capacity to do that. And the board plays a vital role in finding a pool of candidates for both of those positions, as well as reviewing the budget and the programming. There's a program oversight committee. There's a fundraising committee. There's an outreach committee, and all of those important tasks are fulfilled by the people that you elect to represent you.
Okay, so we're going to check in with the master control to see if we have any callers calling in at this point. I'm just waiting for some feedback there. And while we're waiting for feedback, excellent. Edward. Yes, we've got Edward is on the line with us. This means Edward Fakes, who's running for the Pacifica delegate to the local station board of KPFK. Welcome, Edward Fakes. Welcome to KPFK.
Thank you.
Go ahead, I can hear you well, and if you could speak, you have two minutes to give us a vision for the future.
I'm okay. My name is Edward Fakes. I was born in Los Banos, California. I was introduced to Pacifica KPFK 90.7 FM by a lady friend who constantly listens to and then they learn to appreciate the radio station. It by osmosis. I want to be with good forces that will guarantee that Pacifica KPFK 90.7 FM will continue to open the eyes of the hearts of
those
who want the FM continue to open eyes and hearts to those who want a world that works for all of us, not just the privileged. My living experience would be an asset to KPFK board and collectively work with to serve the best needs of the station. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much, Edward. We really appreciate your sorting out your voice so we could hear your passion for the station. And we may have one more candidate coming in with us. It's my hope that that candidate is on the line with us. Do we have another candidate? Okay, we're working on getting that person live right now, and we will announce their name once we know that they're on the line.
Name, Benny DiStefano. What's the name of the candidate?
Antonio Garcia.
Thank you.
Okay, we're working on it, and we're live on the air in the middle of our first day of elections, the election candidate forums. And, you know, I will tell you, as somebody who has been around the station for a very long time and grew up in New York at WBAI and listened to that station as a very young boy, I have never stopped listening to Pacifica, and it has always brought wisdom. In this moment, this election, these folks who are coming on the air right now, they are chartering the future of KPFK here in Los Angeles, and you as a listener get to hear their thoughts every day this week. We will have listener candidate forums that will run from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And, Michael, the time for the Spanish language is at night. Is that right?
Yeah, the Spanish language programming block runs from 8 to midnight. At 8 o'clock, we have Informativo Pacifica, the news report. And so the candidate forums will start at 8:30 this evening, Monday, and Monday.